From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message called Slaves to Sin or to Grace. The text is found in chapter 6, verses 15 through 23. Dr. Cairns has been showing that every member of the human race is a slave, either to sin or to grace. Indeed, each person willingly presents himself or gives himself deliberately to the dominion of either the devil or of God. And fallen man has no power to deliver himself from slavery to sin. Believers in Jesus Christ are freed from slavery to sin as they obey from the heart the message of the gospel. They wholeheartedly embrace God's way of saving sinners. As in the ancient world, slaves lived according to the rule of their master, so in the spiritual world, every man lives under the domination of his master, whether it be Satan or God. Each choice leads to a definite end. Those who choose to obey the devil and sin will suffer eternal damnation. Those who by faith obey Christ will inherit eternal life. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. First, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from Morning and Evening, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text comes from Romans chapter 8 and verse 30. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. Here is a precious truth for thee, believer. Thou mayest be poor or in suffering or unknown, but for thine encouragement, take a review of thy calling and the consequences that flow from it, and especially that blessed result here spoken of. As surely as thou art God's child today, so surely shall all thy trials soon be at an end, and thou shalt be rich to all the intensive bliss. Wait a while, and that weary head shall wear the crown of glory, and that hand of labor shall grasp the palm branch of victory. Lament not thy troubles, but rather rejoice that ere long thou wilt be where there shall be neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. The chariots of fire are at thy door, and a moment will suffice to bear thee to the glorified. The everlasting song is almost on thy lip. The portals of heaven stand open for thee. Think not that thou canst fail of entering into rest. If he hath called thee, nothing can divide thee from his love. Distress cannot sever the bond. The fire of persecution cannot burn the link. The hammer of hell cannot break the chain. Thou art secure. That voice which called thee at first shall call thee yet again from earth to heaven, from death's dark gloom to immortality's unuttered splendors. Rest assured, the heart of him who has justified thee beats with infinite love towards thee. Thou shalt soon be with the glorified, where thy portion is. Thou art only waiting here to be made meet for the inheritance, and that done, the wings of angels shall waft thee far away to the mount of peace and joy and blessedness, where, far from a world of grief and sin, with God eternally shut in, thou shalt rest forever and ever.
Oh,
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. The response to these broadcasts continues to be most encouraging. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking the time to do so. Remember that any literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be God? Did God create evil? Or, how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
And Paul is saying, you have obeyed from the heart the guiding principle or the rule of that doctrine. What doctrine is he talking about? What rule is he talking about? Well, he's talking about the doctrine he has been expounding throughout Romans. The doctrine of grace. The doctrine of free justification. The doctrine that God condemned us in Adam, but by grace he receives us in Christ, and he imputes to us the merits of the righteousness of Christ, putting away our sin by his grace through Christ's merits without any input of our works. That's the great doctrine. And he's saying, you have obeyed from the heart that rule, that norm of all Christian doctrine. This is a great text, you know. This is the norm. This is how you judge all preaching. This is how you judge all doctrine. This is how you judge whether churches are standing or falling, being faithful or unfaithful. This is the normative and formative doctrine of the Christian religion. And Paul says, you have obeyed this from your heart. Now here is an amazing thing. And I think our translators didn't quite get why Paul wrote what he wrote, because their translation is done to make it read good in English. You have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Doesn't that make good sense? You had this delivered to you and you obeyed it. You believed it. That makes good sense. And it's true. But it's not what Paul said. What he said was, you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. You have obeyed that form of doctrine unto which you were handed over. Now what does that mean? Remember that this whole passage has to do with slaves and slavery. He's saying God took you out of the thraldom of sin, delivered you from that evil master, and he handed you over to grace. You once were a slave of sin. He took you and he handed, and that's the idea in the word delivered, he handed you over to grace. Thus we read, verse 18, having been made free from sin, ye became, I think I prefer a stronger rendering, ye were made the slaves of righteousness. Literally, ye were enslaved to righteousness. That's the glorious change that God makes. This is why I love the gospel. You can go anywhere with the gospel. You can meet any kind of people with the gospel. You can go to the up and out or the down and out. You can go to the rich or the poor. You can go to any part of the world. It's the same gospel. And what does it say? It says, as Colossians 1:13 puts it, that the Father has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. He has taken us out of the thraldom of sin and he's handed us over to grace. Man, that's a beautiful picture. A beautiful picture. Righteousness is now the ruling force in us. We're slaves of righteousness, slaves of justification. That is, justification meaning pardon and acceptance with God. Justification by grace through faith in Jesus Christ is now the governing principle, the master of our minds, the master of our will, which now commands our obedience. And that leads me to the last thing I've got to say, and it is this, verse 19 through 23. As slaves, we live according to the rule of our master. Notice what Paul says in verse 19, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. What he means is, given the weakness of our understanding, and I have to confess, as I have studied Romans, I understand what he means about the weakness of our understanding. I've spent hours and hours and hours and hours going through, pondering, reading what other people think, trying to come to grips with the massive thought of the greatest theologian. I know he's inspired, and therefore his word is inerrant. But even in human terms, the greatest theologian, the greatest mind the world has ever seen, and coming to grips with the depths of what he's saying here, I have understood how weak my understanding is. And I have no doubt that as you have listened to me, you said, I wish we had a preacher who could make it clear to us, because we feel how weak our understanding is. Well, Paul took this into consideration. He says, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. He says, almost apologetically, what I'm doing here, I'm using the imagery from the slave market just to try and take these great, great theological truths and bring them down to a level that you can relate to and you can understand. A slave can be a slave only to one master at a time. In this case, verse 19, we were slaves to, the idea is, impurity, uncleanness. We were also slaves to lawlessness. You see, here are two things. Lusting after uncleanness. Those are the lusts of the flesh. And repudiating every restraint that God's law would place upon us. And you'll notice how it multiplies. Impurity. Lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, which would lead to more impurity, which would lead to more lawlessness. It's a downward spiral to the very dark depths of hell. That's sin reigning. I wonder, are you there tonight? I wonder, as you sit in God's house tonight, is that where you are? Or sin is the dominating force. It is the ruling, reigning principle, the monarch of your mind and of your will. You've been handed over. You've handed yourself over into his hands. But now notice this concerning believers. He says that God has set us free. Set us free. The word free is an important word. It was a great word that Christ used in Romans 8. It's a word that Paul uses in his epistles. No writer in the New Testament pays such attention to the idea of Christian freedom, Christian liberty. Man, it makes me sick when I think of people of the Reformed persuasion, and I'm one of the Reformed persuasion, who have brought this idea of Christian liberty down to such a sick level that it's simply a license for them to go out and drink booze. It's their liberty to take alcohol. Paul was talking of something altogether more glorious when he's talking about freedom. It's freedom from condemnation. It's freedom from the bondage of having to establish our own righteousness before God by our own works. It is freedom from the thraldom and the dominion and the reign and the mastery of sin. He has set us free, and he has placed us in the hands of a new master. Grace. Grace personified as the master is really a word for Christ our justifier, Christ our righteousness. That's what he's done for us. Therefore, he says, verse 19, yield yourselves, hand yourselves over to this new master. And let me point out to you, and I really should take an extra week on this alone. Of course, I've dealt with 100 things tonight I should take an extra week on. But I don't have those weeks. Christians wonder, how can I really be holy? How can I really get victory? How can I really live the life that I ought to live? I want you to notice this, that it is righteousness that produces holiness. It is justification that produces sanctification. It is understanding what your position is in Christ and reckoning on it and acting on it. That's what gives you actual holiness of life. There's no dichotomy in the Bible. There's no great severance in the Bible between justification and sanctification. And this notion that holiness is to be attained by me giving you a list of rules, regulations, and principles and saying, do this, cut your hair a certain way, wear a certain color of shoes, have a certain kind of suit on, and all that, and do, and you'll be holy. You keep on doing those things, and many of them are good things to do, and you'll still be as unholy inside as ever you were before. You need to be justified in order to be sanctified. You need the grace of God taking you out of the mastery of sin and putting you into the hands of Christ, your justifier, in order to be holy. And the beautiful thing, verse 20 through 22, makes it clear that the old tyrant sin can no longer enslave you. When you were a slave of sin, you were free of righteousness. We all remember that. You had no power to do anything that would please God or merit His grace and salvation. You were free from righteousness. You see, slaves of sin can't produce righteousness. They can't save their souls. They can't gain acceptance. And they have no motive power to produce holiness. And I want you to notice this. If you're not saved, I'm going to take a minute to emphasize this in verse 21. What fruit had you then in those things whereof you're now ashamed? The idea of fruit is what benefit? Some of you may not be saved, and as the Lord speaks to your heart, the devil kicks up and he brings many arguments and tells you what you'll... This is a favorite argument of the old liar, the devil. What you're going to lose, what you've got to give up to be a Christian. What you've got to give up. That's like saying to a man dying of cancer, to be healed, you've got to give up your cancer. I mean, that's rubbish. It's a lie. Here Paul says, what fruit, what benefit did you have in those things? And I ask any sinner, what benefit do you have? Anything that keeps you from Christ, there come a day when you will be thoroughly ashamed of that thing. What a day when you stand before God and say, Lord, I give up Christ. I give up the call of the gospel. I give up my soul because of the supposed benefit, the gain of sin. I want to tell you, my friend, sin is a terrible taskmaster and tyrant, and sin is 100% loss. Slaves of sin gain no benefit. For the end result, the end of those things, is death.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.